This is the Composer's Datebook for February 27th. I'm John Zeck. On this date in 1814, Ludwig van Beethoven conducted the first performance of his Symphony No. 8. For the scherzo movement of this new symphony, Beethoven recycled a tune he originally used as a musical salute to Johann Nepomuk Maelzel, the inventor of the metronome. For a time, Maelzel was Beethoven's friend and sometimes collaborator on concerts and various mechanical projects. Beethoven used Maelzel's metronomes to add precise, if sometimes debatable, tempo markings to some of his earlier works. Some conductors choose to ignore these metronome markings since they came after the fact of composition and at a time when Beethoven was increasingly deaf. In fact, in addition to metronomes, the versatile Maelzel also supplied Beethoven with ear trumpets, the 19th century version of hearing aids. Perhaps Beethoven was using one of these ear trumpets when someone asked him why his 7th symphony was more popular in Vienna than his 8th. "Because the 8th is so much better," he growled in reply. Closer to our own time, the American composer Leroy Anderson, who lived from 1908 to 1975, immortalized the tick-tock of a mechanical timekeeper in his piece entitled The Syncopated Clock. Leroy Anderson was a master of the musical miniature, creating dozens of witty pieces with titles like Plink Plank Plunk, Bugler's Holiday, and Fiddle Faddle. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.